Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to the official Geek Speak podcast. This is episode 42, and happy holidays. I'm your host, Sean, and joined as always is my co-host, Josh Scrooge McHuman Rudy Rudolph. This is the podcast where we watch movies, make movies, play games, and more. What else can you ask for?
What else can one ask for, indeed? World peace? Nachos? There's a couple things.
Scrooge McHuman, because why is he Scrooge McDuck? He's a duck. You're a human.
Because Scrooge McDuck is the definitive Scrooge, as everyone knows, although there is Michael Caine's in Muppet Christmas Carol.
I think we one time.
Because I think I had seen some of it when I was a kid, and then I actually, like, last year, because I was just watching a bunch of versions of Christmas Carol, I was like, I'll watch this one. I'm like, this might be the best one I've seen, because then right after I watched, like, the R-rated, like, FX one with Guy Pearce. It was insanely dark and depressing. It wasn't bad, but not my ideal version.
What's funny to me is that Scrooge was the bad guy in the story for not giving one family day off for Christmas. When all the in our real world, and he changed his mind. In our real world, imagine that. Imagine every CEO be considered the bad guy for having people not work on Christmas. They are the bad guys, but we don't treat them as much like that. They don't learn lessons.
Yeah.
Very tragic. Most episodes in the show, we go through a different Disney Channel original movie, or DCOM, D-C-O-M, for short. And we will see how in a short period of time, the biggest media company on Earth caters towards solo children with a large sample size, and we'll see quality changes, etc. And we'll be back with that next episode for Motocross.
Indeed.
Like motocrossing. Pretty crazy. We both watched Wonka. That was fun.
We did. I was pleasantly surprised, but also not surprised, because I have faith in the director of Paddington, and no one else seemed to, and I'm just like, just let the man cook. He's got this. And he did indeed got this.
It was delightful.
I loved it.
Also, Wonka's a drug dealer. The movie is about, like, indentured servitude and, like, Catholic guilt and the how capitalism is wrong, but look, we have good capitalists.
There's a way to be a good capitalist.
Which is an odd thing to say.
It's an odd thing, but, like, the movie kind of makes a point that, like, yeah, you can, like, have the best intentions, but in this world, you have to make money to be able to do the thing you want. And he's still doing it, like, insanely cheap, but yeah.
I'm offering things at a reasonable price. Okay, that's the movie. It's sweet. It's overall very sweet, though.
I loved it.
We have a lot of news from December.
Yes, things have happened.
So if you're new to the podcast, we go through generally a DCOM, not today, news, and then our main topic, and then once again, we're not doing this last one, but super weird stories. Because we're, again, still playing catch up a little bit.
Yes.
We got December.
We're also in person for the first time in like a year.
That's crazy. I moved to California. I'm back for my friend's mom's service, and this episode is actually dedicated to her, to Amy Kane, and I wish the whole family well. He is also a loyal listener of the podcast, so I appreciate that as well. So I'm in town for that, and now, because Josh lives about 3 hours from my hometown, we just met up and are recording.
Yep.
News time.
News indeed.
December 1st, we found out that Peter Griffin will be in Fortnite.
What a...
With a buff look.
I understand the buff look, but also it's just like, I feel like he would have been in the game a long time ago. Also, I don't play Fortnite, so I don't really care.
I just like keeping up with what's going on in Fortnite. I don't play either.
It's just like randomly, it's just like this famous character that would never be in a game like this is in this game. I'm like, I mean, it's better than what Call of Duty is doing where they have Snoop Dogg, The Boys, and Nicki Minaj.
And I love how mad Anthony Starr gets about being asked about being Call of Duty. It's like, I'm in the fucking Mortal Kombat game. Go play that.
No, he's not.
Other way around. Otherwise,
yeah, it's the other way around.
Yeah, he's getting asked all the time about, like, being, are you voicing Homelander or Mortal Kombat? No. Go play the Call of Duty game. I'm in that one.
I want to know, like, why he didn't voice him in Mortal Kombat.
He wasn't asked.
That's so weird.
It's very bizarre.
It's like, I he's gotten famous because of The Boys, but I can't imagine, like, his pay is more than, like, J.K. Simmons was.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But Peter Griffin in Fortnite, sure.
Okay.
Yay,
I'll take it.
Yay or nay?
I'll give it a yay. It's not going to get me to play the game at all.
That's how dare you, first off.
I know, I'm the worst.
Last of Us Season 2 begins filming this February. Josh, you want to go work in the film?
If anyone that is a loyal listener up in Canada that needs crew, I will drop everything and I will run away to Canada to work on it. So yeah, hit me up.
How badly do you want to work on this show?
It is my dream to work on it, and I just need to figure out how to get up there. I mean, I know how. I can, you know, run. I can jog. I jump. Can jump. I can roller skate, even though I can't
you
roller
can
skate. Exactly. See, there are methods to getting up there.
It's Canada.
It's just a matter of money and actually getting to work on it.
So we also, I'm going to get a yay. I'm excited to start starting up again.
I'm going to get a yay.
We also got the nominations.
Nominations.
We got the nominations of the Golden Globes.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how I would describe it. There,
the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, as we'll now refer to it, has always been such a just fascinating award show for a multitude of reasons. The history of the award show and, like, a lot of recent stuff. It's just bad. But their nominations are also just always fascinating as to what they'll nominate. Sometimes it's very obvious, and sometimes it's wild.
The Last of Us gets a nomination for best TV drama.
I'm fine with that.
So does Succession, Morning Show, The Diplomat, The Crown, and 1923. Best TV show, musical comedy, Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear.
Do you see, there's a part of me that, like, doesn't
Ted
understand.
Lasso.
Yeah, that's good. But, like, The Bear, like, it has funny moments, but it's so dark and depressing. Like, the Christmas episode from this season is one of the most depressing things I've watched, but it's so good. It's not a comedy, but I think they do it because of, like, you know, like, you just
no,
have
a musical.
Yes. But, like, you have, like, Succession and Better Call Saul and The Last of Us, like, just of this last year. So, like, it makes sense why they're going for that, because if they didn't, then they wouldn't win anything.
Did anything else, like, really stick out to you overall? Like, out of all the nominations that you saw?
There was, like, some acting nominations where
Jason
I was just,
Segel's
like...
Jason nominated.
Who?
Jason Segel for Shrinking.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Motion picture for best picture, like, drama. We have, like, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Anatomy of Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Zone of Interest. And for musical or comedy, Barbie, The Holdovers, May, December, Poor Things, American Fiction, Air. Give me the Wonka. Put it in there.
Like, Joaquin Phoenix got nominated for best comedy for Beau is Afraid. That's a very... movie to
it's
say
a very
least.
Movie I it, haven't seen it yet you know I'd love it
I it's a thing that's all I'll say
Kaylee Spani for Priscilla
I still hate how they like yes very good I still hate how they just like best supporting actor and that's just like one thing and yet they'll still separate like the leads
right
it's just like why not separate the supporting actors as well like I get like it's they're dumb. Doing a lot because of they're doing both TV and movies but still
Golden Globes, pick a lane. Are these nominees overall yay or nay from what you see?
I would say a good chunk of them are yay. It's like where the TV stuff comes in that like always kind of gets me because it's just like strange. Like we have like three Succession actors for best performance in a drama. And then I think like most of the supporting ones are like either Succession or The Last of Us for supporting actress.
Although What Was I Made For, I'm Just Ken, and Peaches all have best original song nominations.
No, that's the thing that pisses me off. The animated films. It's just like we get Wish and Mario for best animated film over like Nimona and what was the other one that came out that was good?
It's been many. There's Ninja Turtles.
That's what it was.
There's also like on this list that have been nominated. We have like Across Spider-Verse, Boy and the Heron, Elemental. Like it's fine.
If Boy and the Heron wins for like animated film, I won't be mad because it's very good. But I still want Spider-Verse is still like my pick just because that's who I am. But
Marito,
Robert Pattinson.
I am your mother.
That's not what he says.
And I know there's a clip of that though on TikTok all over.
I am your mother.
Uh-huh. Oh God, I give this overall yay. Sure,
I'll give it a yay. Golden Globes themselves can go suck it, but wait, not Globes, Globs. Gotta remember that.
Stranger Things news. We got two pieces here.
Oh, boy.
First thing is that the final season of Stranger Things is, like, season one on steroids, apparently.
Don't they say this, like, every year now?
They say that everyone's backing together in Hawkins, the boys and Eleven interacting more in line with how it was in season one. Which, to be fair, we haven't really gotten that.
Yeah, we'll get, like, snippets of it, like, at the end of each season, except for the last season.
Having them all be actually together again, and the whole season, I like that.
Yeah.
So I get that part of yay. There's also a... Oswey? There's Ross Duffer confirms the final season of Stranger Things begins filming in January. Also with a cast list posted with one name redacted. It's gonna be Eddie.
He, out of all supporting, like, characters that they've killed off, spoiler alert, it's, everyone's seen it, though.
Have you seen the list of names?
Yeah, I've seen it. I still see Will Byers on there, which doesn't surprise me.
Well, yeah. Because, like, do you see how low it was?
Yeah. Because, like, we've talked about it, and it's just, like, if like, you know, they're going to keep the character because they're not going to rewrite the entire season, it would probably be a recast. Again, if Netflix is smart, which... Given their track record, they probably won't be, so that'll be fascinating.
Remember, he's their center this season.
Yes.
I give Stranger Things news overall, yay. I think I'm interested to see what's going to happen still.
I just wanted to end. I don't want a bunch of spinoffs like they keep saying they might do. I don't like that.
There's right now a stage musical.
You see, that's different, though. That's in a completely different medium.
It's a prequel called The First Shadow.
I have a prequel book about, like, Hopper in his days as, like, a detective in New York that I've owned for years and I've never read.
What's the appeal? He has a dead daughter. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Your daughter's dead. Ooh.
Everybody's got dead people. Get over it. Thank you, Rocket Raccoon. We got the Fallout trailer.
Neat. I've played, like, a small snippet of Fallout 4, but I like the vibes of it. It from what I know of Fallout, it gets the vibes of it.
It seems like a combination of a bunch of Fallout things. That's fine. It's an original story taking the best parts of different things.
You get what's his face?
We get ghouls.
Yes, you get a ghoul cowboy played by what's his face.
I love what's his face.
What's the name?
Ghoul cowboy. Some people call me a ghoul cowboy.
I know who, you all know who it is. He's the guy from The Thing that was getting The Thing.
Yay or nay the trailer?
I'll give it a yay.
GTA 6 trailer?
I'll give it a yay.
We got Bonnie and Clyde.
It's, that, look, I think the
it's
premise.
A big map.
Huh?
It's a big map.
Yes. The map is very big. I'm not a big, like, Grand Theft Auto person. I've played 5, not played any of the other ones. And I think the idea of this of, like, you know, two people romantically involved being, you know, doing criminal things in Florida. Sure.
Baby Driver style. Also, that movie is more and more
it keeps getting worse.
Who's left? John Hamm, hopefully.
John Hamm, Isaac Gonzalez, and Lily James.
Cool. We'll see.
God, I hope none of them.
Me too. Baldur's Gate 3 won Game of the Year. I just wanted to get you wrong. Which is fair. Yeah, and I think it's a good pick. It's incredible.
My personal pick is still Alan Wake 2. That one just blew me away on so many levels. But Baldur's Gate, yeah, I'm down.
We got the trailer for ISS, the new movie with...
That looks cool.
The sci-fi looks awesome.
I love the premise of it.
Yay.
Yeah.
I have no thoughts. I'm just excited.
Yeah, I'm glad Ariana DeBose keeps getting, you know, good stuff.
And speaking of trailers that have science fiction-y elements, not fiction-y, we got the If trailer with John Krasinski directing with Ryan Reynolds.
I'm down for this.
It's Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Yeah, it's just, but like, I love seeing film Twitter get so mad at this. I'm just like, you understand this is a children's movie, right?
But going from A Quiet Place 2 to this, wild career move.
It's different. I want to see him do more than just horror stuff. And I like the premise of this, which, you know, it very much emulates, like, a lot of Foster's Home stuff.
I don't like
still.
The aesthetic of the trailer so far, but yes, I agree otherwise.
I'm glad that he's, like, understanding of, like, you know, Imaginary Friends, make them all look weird and different and, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. But yeah, I like it.
Speaking of video games as well from earlier, you know, games exist. We got
they do.
And trailers. Halo Season 2.
I haven't. I own the first season. I've seen the first.
You own it? Like on physical disc?
I got it for like $13. And I've had Paramount Plus since the series came out, and I haven't watched it.
If you go back and listen to old episodes, Josh was defending the series as an idea originally.
I was?
Yeah, so like, this looked pretty cool. Let's give it a chance and stuff.
No, yeah, because I saw the trailer. I was just like, this seems neat. And now I'm just like...
Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen
it. I thought you watched the first season.
I've started it.
Cool. Kung Fu Panda 4 news. We got a trailer first off, which is really fun.
Yep.
I like Viola Davis as the chameleon.
Yep.
Also, Tenacious D is going to be making a song, cool. The band that Jack Black has for the end credits.
Their version of Kung Fu Fighting is still the definitive version of it to me.
No words can be said to that.
That is the correct words to be said to that. I don't know what's your deal.
What's you?
What is you?
One thing I think is interesting about this is that chameleons in real life, they don't actually change their colors to reflect their environment. It's basically a mood ring for their skin. It just vibes. Their colors have nothing to the environment. It's just like, I'm just going to change.
Cool. The only thing I don't like in the trailer is like how they don't show the Furious Five. The directors confirm, you know, they are going to be in it, but it just seems weird with like each subsequent sequel, they keep getting further away from them. And
they're being rebranded to the Fabulous Five now. They're going to be a team of gay icons.
I'm down. That's different. I'm down for it. I also love people getting so mad that like Awkwafina's in it. I'm just like,
She's fine.
She's fine. Like, I get, like, you know, some of the stuff is just, like, not the best. But, again, I'll still defend her from The Farewell. That's an amazing...
I love her in Shang-Chi.
Yeah, she's good in what she's in.
I haven't seen her in a ton of stuff. Like, I think people find her a little annoying because, like, I know a lot of people have called her out for, like, appropriating cultures or whatever and the way she, like, her mannerisms and stuff. I'm like, but I have no definitive proof of any of that. I'm just watching her performance. From what I see, she's fine.
Yeah, I think it's like the same with like a lot of like comedic actors of just like having the same kind of like character in a sense,
right?
And that's what she's been doing for a bit. But again, watch The Farewell, people, please. She's so good in that.
Speaking of movies,
what that's movies.
Most of our podcast is movies. I know.
Oh, but I've not been paying attention.
Donald Glover is in a new movie.
Why'd you say Donald?
I said Donald. Donald Glover is in Mr. and Mrs. Smith remake. Where he's not in love as much with his partner, as it seems. Cool.
From the marketing, it, like, they look like they don't want to be near each other. Then you watch the trailer, it's just like, okay, that's what the plot is. It's just like they're getting assigned to work together. They don't know each other. And, you know, then the love blossoms from there.
Kung Fu Panda trailer, yay or nay?
Oh, yay.
Okay, cool. Me too. I haven't seen 3, though. I should watch it at some point.
That's good. I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters, but I remember liking it. 2's still the best.
But Mr. Smith looks very fun.
Yes.
I haven't seen the first one. I'll watch that beforehand.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the Simpsons parody of it in Treehouse of Horror.
The whole DCEU is on Netflix, and also the DCEU ends this week.
This is such a sad thing.
Nay, it's all on Netflix. That's kind of sucky. You have Max. Let it be on there.
It's just a big nay overall. Like, it's like that tweet I saw yesterday of like that person saying like, you can point all of like the downfall of it to Batman vs. Superman and everything that happened with that. Like, I'm willing to bet if Warner Brothers released that and Suicide Squad as it was, we would not be in the sinking ship today. Now, of course, who knows? We could be wrong. Could still be sinking, but like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, if we had an extra half hour of footage for BVS, it might have been received very differently.
That makes the story make sense.
It might have been received very differently. And I'm wondering, I mean, maybe add a few more scenes of Martha build up beforehand?
I think yeah, like the biggest problems of it was like, you know, a lot of the stuff that makes the story make sense was missing.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, led to everything. And then Suicide Squad just being like, we're going to make a movie.
I'm going to hurt you really, really bad.
I hate it.
I give this news, yeah, just an A. I want the DCU should also not be on Netflix. It feels weird to me. And now apparently Snyder said he's open to doing the DCEU continuing if it's on Netflix.
I just want it to stop.
Uncharted 2 script is written according to Mark Wahlberg already. So, I mean, he's not a writer, don't worry.
I'm a defender of the first movie. I like it. As a lover of the game series, I actually like the movie.
As a non-player of the games, I thought it was fun. And not much else, but I had fun.
Hey, as long as Mark Wahlberg keeps his mustache, then we're good.
Give him the gray hair.
That too.
What do you think about monopolies? Real life monopolies?
They're bad.
Well, we might be getting one soon. Like, again. Yeah. Paramount and WB are considering a merger. And if that happens, Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon will be under the same roof.
I hate it. I hate everything about it. How can Warner Brothers even buy Paramount? They just said they're like, yeah, they just said like we're close to bankruptcy. I'm just like, and your big smart business move is like, let's buy one of the biggest studios in the world because that makes sense.
That's probably the actual thought process of like we can use this on other assets to make more money.
Yeah, but then as also if I was ahead of Paramount and I saw the studio that is has become infamous for just deleting stuff, never to see the light of day again. Yeah, I would steer clear of them.
The studio for killing DC in a lot of people's minds?
Killing DC. Literally, like, Warner Brothers has now been associated with nothing but bad things. Like, the PR for it is a nightmare. The brand itself is terrible now. Like,
they also helped tank Harry Potter even more than it already was.
There's so many things they have done wrong, and yet somehow he's still in charge.
But want to talk more about WB?
Sure.
Monsters.
They are spooky.
No, ones that are big and dinosaur-like and small and furrier.
Huh?
Godzilla and Kong.
Oh.
We got
still spooky.
The new Empire trailer came out. And that's WB, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was right. So the new trailer came out for that. Not Godzilla Minus One. This is the Godzilla King of Monsters, Kong Skull Island, Godzilla versus Kong. Now this is the next one.
Yes. I'm curious if the Monarch show will tie into it, but that takes place like not too long after the first Godzilla, so probably not. Or maybe, who knows? I still need to watch it.
The trailer looks fun. I like seeing the silly little run.
I like Godzilla has an Infinity Gauntlet. I don't know what that is. Look. I'm not expecting a major like piece of art from this. I'm expecting more big monkey and big lizard punch things.
I liked him looking like Barbenheimer with the giant pink flames and stuff. It was great.
It's so funny like to say though. I don't expect anything from a Godzilla movie like story wise, and then I see Minus One, and it has like such an incredible story and characters to it.
Yay. A24 and Dwayne Johnson. So, Josh is gonna defend this news.
Oh, I'm gonna defend the hell out of this news.
The Rock is working on a new film with A24 to show his serious acting chops, pretty much. What do you think?
Good. This man is, like, finally, like, realizing, like, oh, my thing that I've been doing for years isn't working anymore? Okay, I'm gonna show people I can actually act again. I'm like, good! I've been saying this ever since Pain and Gain!
If we get a Dwayne Johnson Oscar nomination at some point, I would be astounded.
I'm down for that. Like, again, like, he's, before, like, you know, his run of just, I'm going to be the same character forever, he was doing different things than, like, actually trying to be an actor.
I want to see him shrink. Hold on. He is too massive of a man.
Oh, okay. Like, I want to see his,
like, I can't believe him in almost any character he plays because he looks too big. Mm-hmm. He's too steroided out. Like, give him a normal human physique. Not, like, scrawny, but, like, smaller.
But the thing is that, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, though, like, was also the same, but, like, was always believable in the roles that he took on, though. Like, he made it work, like, to his advantage.
Maybe it's the bald head. He looks like a thumb. He's just too wide. not even as an insult. Like, I don't believe, like, as a human being, he's not real.
Yeah, but I think, though, you get to that big of a body mass, like, you do your best to maintain it for as long as possible, because, like, you, like, shrink down, it's very hard to get that back. At least I'm assuming.
We know, because we're both big, bulky, ripped guys.
Yes, the most rippest of rip.
And I'm not saying he's not real as an insult. Like, he just looks like an unattainable body type for most people to look at. And, like, for instance, Jungle Cruise, you're not a human being.
You do not get to that body mass in the 1930s.
Before then.
That was before then?
No, because he was a conquistador.
Oh.
His character.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he was in definitely more ancient time from where we saw.
Yeah.
And he did not look like he could ever have existed. I get it's fiction, and that's fine.
I like in Black Adam, they like CGI his face into like a normal person body. So... Then once he becomes Black Adam, he just like gets insanely ripped. Which I mean is standard for like Shazam characters, but I just think that's funny.
Nick Cage.
What a man. What a god.
What a guy who's done choices.
Are they the best? Who's to say?
He's made a lot of choices. He lived out now the plot of what's the movie you just did with Pedro?
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
There's the scene where he watched Pattinson and his life was changed. He watched TV finally. His life was changed. Nicolas Cage didn't watch TV until his son made him watch Breaking Bad. He found the series to be magnificent and now wants to act in TV shows instead. And now, Nick Cage, on that note later, is saying he might have 3 or 4 movies left before he leaves to try TV instead. He said, I feel I've pretty much said what I've had to say about with cinema. And I'd like to leave on a high note and say adios.
I like that him, like, TV was a completely, like, foreign concept.
That reminds me of, like, his character in Unbearable Weight. It's like, you know, it's not, it's below me. You know, we have to look at the greats. So we have to look at Nosferatu and Dr. Caligari and, like, okay.
Yay? I'll give it, look, I will give...
Nick Cage in a new sitcom.
I would love to see him in, like, a reboot of Seinfeld, of just, like, Nicolas Cage just showing up.
Nick Cage in the new After the Last Airbender show. Because people say he looks like Toph's dad.
Oh, yeah. I guess you see that? Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. He's not... He's too white.
But yeah.
That'd be the funniest casting they could do for that show. If his first role on TV is doing that, amazing. Spectacular Spider-Man is leaving Disney+. Watchmen is leaving HBO Max.
Well, no. That's been fixed.
Was leaving HBO Max.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to keep calling HBO Max. Buy physical media.
Yes.
Don't rely on streaming services. I own Spectacular Spider-Man on disc because I love the show. And I know it's not going to be on Disney Plus forever. And it's gone. Josh, what are your thoughts on physical media?
Physical media is the most important thing, especially right now, because HBO Max and Warner Brothers is the worst. Buy it, because if you don't, they will stop doing it, and then we will have to solely rely on streaming, which is a goddamn awful thing.
HBO keeps going, oopsie, it's gone.
Oh, we're sorry. It was an accident. No, it was. That's how
you noticed. Sorry.
How do you take out a show completely? Be like, oh, technical error. I don't think that's how technical errors work.
Take out a show completely that you also created.
Dumbasses.
Hugh Grant,
the man, the myth, the legend.
He has a quote about Wonka. He's had many quotes about Wonka, but he hated playing the Oompa Loompa in Wonka. Said, "I couldn't have hated the whole thing more." He states it was because the mocap was like a crown of thorns, very uncomfortable. He also said later on that he's not sure how much was him at this point, because like, my animators seem to have changed what his body movements were and stuff. But also, I believe you could have forgotten what you did on set.
I also love, like, you look up, like, past quotes from, like, a lot of things he's worked on, and he'll always
he hates
just...
everything he does.
It's so funny.
I don't also know how serious he is about what he's saying also. He has very dry humor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like... It's like a crown of thorns. Are you just saying it was a little slightly uncomfy? Like, I mean,
I feel like he would have known. Like, you know, you get asked to play an Oompa Loompa, and like, you know, he's like a decently like normal height kind of person. He'd be like, okay, so they're gonna do something to make me look small.
Why don't you just like use makeup like they did before? Also, why didn't they do like the Lord of the Rings route, make him smaller? Like, there's a lot of ways they could have done besides having him full mocap. But
I think though, because like Oompa Loompas are like in the book like 1 to 2 feet tall, like that'd be a bit hard to do Lord of the Rings style.
That funny little orange man has been following me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I love him as Willy Wonka.
I'm making chocolate, of course. I give this news a yay, nay. a neutrally nay. I'm sad he was uncomfortable. There we go.
I'll give it a yay because it gives us more fun Hugh Grant quotes.
He's quite a man. And if his time on set really was like horrendous, that's not good and that should be fixed. Like, that should actually be a problem that is solved. But I just don't know how much he's being serious because he's very jokey. And who knows? Pixar news. You've played Pixar. What? You've watched Pixar?
I played a Monsters, Inc. pinball game on my home computer when I was 3.
Well, they're bringing back Soul, Luca, and Turning Red to theaters in 2024 because their runs didn't ever happen, really.
I hate Disney so much.
This idea makes sense.
It makes sense. I'm glad I get to see them in theaters, but also, like, one of them should have gone to theaters. Like, Turning Red should have been in theaters. That was March 2022. Yes. Like, I don't get this. But whatever, sure.
Yay for going to theaters.
Yay.
Zelda. That's the guy in the green. Wes Ball says, if you don't know, if you didn't listen to the last episode, he is the director of the new Zelda live-action movie. And he says the new live-action Zelda movie he's making, he wants it to be like a live-action Miyazaki movie. Which, cool. He's making me more on board every time I hear something. The writers are making me some more tentative still. But I'm on board still by his direction.
Yeah.
I'm sad it's not me, but whatever. I finally been playing Tears of the Kingdom, and it's fun. Oh, yay or nay on the Zelda Miyazaki style?
I'll give it a yay.
Zelda, that's not Zelda. Blade, Mahershala Ali says he is really encouraged with the direction that Blade is going. I think we'll be back at it relatively soon.
I don't think we're ever getting this
That
movie.
Is a nothing quote. I think we'll be back at it relatively soon.
At this point, I will be very surprised if Blade doesn't end up getting canceled.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
After 2016 Oscars, he called Kevin on the phone and said, I want to be Blade. And then, since then, it's been quite a few years and nothing has happened. They were making headway and then it stopped and they're changing directions again. So, I don't know. I think it might be one of the first like movies after their pivot with everything. Start changing things up still. And we'll get to that soon because some things have changed even more.
Yep.
So, Blade game news. We're getting a Blade game.
Cool.
Were you going to kill some vampires, Josh?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Bethesda's making it.
Neat. I'll take it.
I like Blade. I like Blade as a character a lot, so sure, yay. We need more superhero games. I don't like the style of the game. Give me more like comic book style in a game because it's been like all hyper realistic games now.
Like, there's a very cool Hellboy game that's in the style of like whatever the most recent comic run is. Okay. It looks very cool.
Nice. This just says Naughty. What is this? Oh, there's a movie called Naughty. So Olivia Wilde is set to direct a movie called Naughty with Margot Robbie set to produce. The film follows a woman whose only hope of securing custody of her son from her ex is to find Santa Claus to get him to testify in her divorce hearing.
Okay.
Sure. It's an interesting pick for people working this too. Yay.
Sure.
What a funny concept. Is it a comedy? I hope so. No, make it a hard drama.
Hard drama, like Jason Sudeikis is in it also, just to add to the uncomfortableness of the whole thing.
Why is Santa testifying? We'll find out. Is he the witness of something happening, of a murder? Who knows?
Maybe.
Was Santa Claus naughty? We never know. Sean Gunn. Made people mad. Well, James Gunn made people mad with Sean Gunn recently. Sean Gunn was cast as Maxwell Lord in James Gunn's DCU, and people are saying that you can't play multiple parts. They did this to other people. He's playing Weasel. Technically, as in he was just a guy on set that we needed to fill in a part, and Calendar Man, a one-liner, just because it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Okay? They have also reused MCU actors before. They've used Gemma Chan. They've reused...
Alfred Woodard, she was in Civil War, and then she was the main villain in Luke Cage.
They've reused that person I'm thinking of, the principal for Homecoming, was also his grandfather character was in Cad America in World War II. They have done that now quite a few times with actors, and I don't think this is a bad thing. Although it's no Pedro Pascal, it's good, but it could be better.
It's going to be a very different character.
Yes, a better character.
There's things I will still defend about Wonder Woman 84. There's a lot of things now I won't defend about it, but Pedro is always something I will defend, unless, you know, something comes out, and if anything does, I will be very sad. As we've said before, we will defend people until we find out that they are terrible, then we will not defend people.
I give this a yay, sure. I think Maxwell Lord is a cool character. I know Jay Baruchel almost played him in the 2000s.
That would have been fucking wild.
Well, Maxwell Lord was going to be the villain of Justice League Mortal.
What?
Oh, I can do a whole episode about talking about that movie.
I know of things about it. I didn't know that Maxwell Lord was going to be the villain.
The script is public.
Fascinating.
Would you? That'd be a fun superhero story episode.
That would be.
Okay, so we got MCU is shifting probably. because I wrote Kang Jail, but I'll be more specific and say Jonathan, this is actually a more serious issue than that. So I'm going to say Jonathan Majors has been found guilty on the case of simple assault. And so he will be potentially going to jail for a year.
It's either jail for a year or probation for a year. But either way, he, you know, got found guilty.
And then he was fired from the MCU, effective immediately, which is the right choice.
Yes.
And we wouldn't normally be talking about, like, an actor getting a sentence. But, again, it affects what we talk about. That's why. And it's going to keep affecting what we talk about probably for years. So this is tragic, and I wish the best for the family of the victim. Mm. And I hope that he gets I hope he gets what he needs to become a better human being.
Yeah.
I am someone who is with very much for reformment instead of punishment for prison systems, as a lot of other countries do besides America. So I hope that people can become better people and he serves his time. I have some people say, though, after he's done with his time, bring him back. I'm like, no,
not at all.
People are like RDJ was in prison once. Like that's a very different, very different thing. But I give this news a nay. It's sad, and I'm glad he was found guilty, because there was very clear evidence, and I'm glad that we are moving forward in a new direction.
Yep.
Maybe Dr. Doom, maybe a recast. Maybe who knows? Else. Who knows? But that's not the important part about this.
Nope. Unlike some podcasts are just like, who's going to be the next Kang?
I don't care.
You're taking the wrong thing from this, bud.
I'm only bringing it up because I know in the future what we say, if we bring up Kang in the future, keep in mind it's just because this has been changing.
Yeah.
We have Avatar, The Last Airbender news, Netflix news. So, this is a good thing right here, this part, I think. It's a complicatedly good thing, I think. According to the showrunners, some events are a strict one-to-one adaptation, I'm guessing the first three episodes.
Probably. Honestly,
while others are remixed to make sense for a serialized drama. Yes. I think people got mad at the word drama. I'm like, I mean, yes and no. The show's going to have comedy still.
Yeah.
But it's going to the show as a whole, if you watch it. It kind of is a drama in the way it follows the story.
Yeah, like season two, like towards the end, like it's a lot more serious than season three. Like most of it's pretty serious.
Like they have jokes because they're kids the whole time, so they're going to keep cracking jokes at mostly the tragic stuff happening around them.
It's a very standard thing for a trilogy to do, where like the first one is like, you know, the more like fun or goofy, however you want. Then by the end, it's like, you know, just like, oh, everything is sad and I want
to
cry.
Also, with eight episodes, they had to remix things around. You're going to have things out of order. You're going to have maybe Jet earlier on than something. You might have the Northern Air Temple be the second thing. It could be whatever.
Yeah.
So, makes sense. It's fine. I'm still nervous, but I think it's smart to be nervous. We got a picture. Have you seen the picture?
They're seen standing. Many pictures of things. What's the picture?
Hey, those are people. This is the first picture that made me like Aang's costume really a lot. He looks a lot more natural and he's not posing and stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks a lot less, it's in an environment.
Yeah, I like all their costumes.
It's our first really good look at Sokka's costume, even though it's from the side.
Mm-hmm.
You can see he's wearing the same like bone choker necklace. You're going to see, for the first time ever, Katara's necklace.
I wonder if they're going to wear like multiple costumes.
Also, his boomerang's right here. I'm a big fan of the boomerang. Yeah, I think they're going to have multiple costumes, but not a lot of it because they're traveling.
Yeah.
Aang has no other outfits. His outfits are dead. Also, he's a monk and he wouldn't have different like uniforms. They'd be the same outfit.
Probably. Yeah.
But Sokka and Katara, I think it's going to mostly just be coat variants.
I feel like that, like, you know, as they travel, like, when they're not, you know, in cold environments, they should wear something different, at least.
This is their not cold environment outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, because, or, like, in book two, though, they do, like, go short sleeves, so they're probably going to ditch the undershirts.
True.
Again, they didn't leave with a lot in the original show, and I think they're originally, because they originally have big coats over top, and I think that's going to be the biggest difference, and then just take those off.
Yeah.
But, cool. Also, it's cartoon logic. Let them wear what they're going to wear.
True.
Other thing about Avatar, the showrunner did not watch the Shyamalan film, ever. And he is refusing to watch it, saying he does not want those images in his head when he's writing this and working on this.
All right.
I'm fine with that information. that's probably for the best. I'm fine with that. That's cool. We also got pictures today of Danny Pudi as the Mechanist and Arden Cho as June, I think her name is.
I think so.
Yes, Arden Cho is June. I was right. And they both look great. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the Avatar news?
Yep.
Okay, Josh, that is our news today. What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to me?
No, I'm just looking to see.
I know, you're giving me more news. I don't want to talk about more news. We'll pick it up next time.
I'm just quickly looking. There's a Ken EP.
Yeah, I don't care. I listened to it today. Adding some Jingle Bells River was stupid.
I think it's really funny.
And then at the end of it, he's like, Merry Christmas, Barbie.
I think it's funny because
if this is canon to the movie, is he not over her now? Is he back on her?
He's Ken.
He will never get over Barbie.
No.
Yeah, it's EP whatever. It was fun. It had jingle bells, whatever.
I like it more so just for the joke of it all.
It doesn't make sense out of the context of the movie to me. With adding the Christmas vibes, it doesn't work, but it's fun. So Josh, the rest of this episode is a tier list.
Oh boy, you told me that we're doing a tier list, but you didn't tell me what of. How so terrified should I be?
You know the Santa Claus Tim Allen movie?
Yes.
So I've taken characters from every movie of 2023 that we've both seen.
Uh-huh.
I put them all in this tier list. There's like 60 plus characters in this list.
What does this have to do with the Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm getting there. We are ranking them, not on how good they are as a character ever. We're ranking them on how good they'd be at taking the of pushing the Santa off a roof and taking the place of the new Santa. How good they'd be in, like, if we had Tim Allen Santa Claus was on their roof and he fell off the roof or pushed him or whatever, how good that character would be at taking on that role. How could they mentally adjust to it? How could they become it? How are they a good caregiver? Could they care about kids, etc.? Would they be a good replacement Santa Claus while still being themselves?
Perfect.
I think this is a really funny idea for an episode, and I am so sorry. There are slight spoilers for many movies in 2023. I call it Santa to be. A lot of characters. Let's start. We have S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, and I wanted to add an F tier, but this thing didn't allow it. We'll call F the worst D.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with Margot Robbie Barbie.
I'd say by the end.
But could she push him off of a roof?
Ooh. You see, I feel like it would be not only an accident, but then she would spiral even more so than she did in the movie. So she just like wouldn't be able to ever mentally recover from it. I think for that I would probably say I would say a C. It could go either way.
If she could get past that point.
If she can get past the point, then I would say she would be good. But that's why I'm putting her in C, because it's that mental hurdle that she would have to go through.
I think
through.
She loves kids too much. I'll give her a B. And she's a literal toy.
Yeah.
So as Santa Claus, she actually is a toy.
Yeah, I guess I'll go for B then. It's the mental hurdle.
So our first one, we have Barbie for B. B for Barbie. So there we go. And then we have Ryan Gosling Ken.
All right, first thing, would Ken be a murderer?
I think yes.
I think he would be a murderer, but he wouldn't realize that he killed someone.
I think totally that he would be a bad Santa Claus. He would do it all for Barbie.
He would just Mojo Dojo Casa House all of Santa's stuff.
No, he would add horses to everything.
He would get rid of reindeer and replace them with
he
horses.
He would replace them with horses.
And he wouldn't understand why they're not flying.
C.
Yeah.
I'm moving Ken to C. Barbie would be a better Santa Claus than Ken. He would get too distracted.
Greta, if you ever want to make a Ken movie, make it a Ken Christmas movie about him being Santa. There you go.
Okay. Let's jump around a bit. Let's go with Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear would do the off the roof thing really well.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear would do the murder part really well. I just don't think that she would be able to, you know,
put on the suit.
Effectively do the duties of
She'd
Santa.
Eat the reindeer.
Probably. And she cannot function without cocaine because it's a debilitating addiction.
I'm going to go with, sadly, Cocaine Bear's a D on this one.
Sadly.
Not B for Bear, unfortunately.
You saw Cocaine Bear?
I did see Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, me.
We've discussed this.
Oh, I remember nothing.
I'm going to go with Bowser from the Mario movie. Honestly, he wouldn't be bad. He already has his own thing to fly around with. He already has a whole army of, he could use them as elves.
But then the question more so, it becomes not about the murder, because we know he would do that. It becomes about what would he give to the kids? Does he actually care about
peaches.
The children? What does that have to do with anything?
No, he'd give them peaches.
The song?
No, literal peaches.
The food or?
Yes. Or he would dedicate Christmas to Peach.
Probably. But also his logic of, I want to marry you, so I'm going to take over your kingdom to show I love you. I think he wouldn't understand Christmas. It'd be a worse version of Jack Skellington, because at least Jack Skellington got the idea of Christmas.
You know, I went into this thinking that most people would be like an A tier. I'm like, oh, wait. Maybe they're all pretty bad at being Santa, I feel like.
I would give Bowser...
Is he better than Barbie at being Santa?
No.
Better than Ken?
He would get the idea better than Ken. I'll give it a B below Barbie.
A lower B?
Ken's like the standard of idiocy of not understanding what's happening.
Okay, let's go with Nicholas Fury. Nick Fury. How good would he be at taking them? He would take it so seriously. He would organize everything. The elves would be in line.
He would take it, yeah, I think he would take it very seriously. I think, yeah.
I think he would do. I think he'd get even an A tier.
He could be our first A tier. I think the only thing that would stop him is like
the kids.
I think the only thing would be like if any world ending thing is happening, then that would take his mind off of
it. Could a kid sit on his lap and not get cursed at or shot?
Yeah, I think Fury, because we haven't
Kamala
really...
was nice.
Yes, but she was more a teenager. We're talking like small children here.
I'm picturing the kindergartner from Leo now.
I haven't added Leo to this list. Mentally, Leo. Where is that? Have you seen it?
No.
That's why it's on the list. I'm going to give Leo an A tier.
I'll give Fury an A tier.
Airy? Fury?
Plus, like, you know, he can. There's probably a helicarrier or two still lying around that he can use.
Fury is an A tier. Oh, boy. Let's go with Kang Boy from Quantumania.
Kang Boy? He would get too full of himself.
Also, this has nothing to do with John Majors. We're talking about the character only.
I think he would get too full of himself. He'd be like, I'm the greatest Saint that there has ever been, and would forget to do the job.
I think he can't get out of the quantum realm.
He'll do Christmas in the quantum realm.
Well, he can't push him off a roof then.
Ah, damn, you're right.
Automatic F tier. He can't get to the roof.
I think he would start, he would kill Santa, and then he'd be like, no, I want to get rid of all the holidays, and that will be
I'm
the
still
holidays.
Stuck on he can't get to a roof. He can't get out of the quantum realm. We saw where he was stuck.
And then, like, you know, if Ant-Man shows up, he'll get defeated pretty quickly. So, D.
D tier? Kang, I'm sorry, you're D. Below or above Cocaine Bear?
Above.
Okay.
Because he has thumbs.
Are you glad I picked this episode topic?
Yes.
Okay, we got... Let's go with Deadeye from Joyride. I think Deadeye would be great. Deadeye would be loving.
Would Deadeye kill Santa, though?
Santa would fall. And then I think in this scenario, Deadeye would just happen to be... would take it seriously and become Santa.
Deadeye would take it seriously. I don't know if Deadeye would do it super successfully, though.
She has Bernard. Or Sean... What's his name? Sean Spicer. Sam Breslin. What was his name? Spencer Breslin.
I would love to see Sean Spicer as the next Bernard.
Spencer Breslin. She has him and Bernard.
I think it would be a very charming one. A tier?
I think, yeah, sure. Will we have an S tier in this list? We'll find out. Let's go with, okay, so Asteroid City was stacked of people, characters.
Yeah.
I picked one.
Augie?
Yeah. So Augie, I'm going to give a solid A or B, maybe B.
I feel like that he would like get too focused on like the idea of the whole thing and would try to lecture too many kids about it.
I think he'd get stressed.
You think he'd get stressed?
A little bit.
I would say B.
He'd take pictures of the presents.
Yes.
And it makes him look nice. That's it. B tier?
Yeah.
I have no opinion on this actually of Augie as much, so I'm gonna give him B. Yeah, sure.
I like we were able to distinguish which characters would be murderers and which ones wouldn't be murderers.
Augie, would he be a better Santa than Bowser and Barbie?
I think he'd be better than Bowser.
So let's go with Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 specifically. She would care about the kids.
Yeah,
we have seen that.
By the end, she would take it very seriously. There would definitely still be times of...
She'd get frustrated at Santa Claus.
Yes. She would get frustrated at Bernard. I feel like she and Bernard would get along well, though.
I think that she would... Would she need to get Mrs. Claus? We've not thought about the Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, we don't... Yeah, like, if... Yeah, we... That's something the movies never address. It's just like, what if it's a woman that does it?
Is it a patriarchy? Ken would love it. Ken, tie her up. Moving Ken to S tier. No. I think Nebula would overall do really well. She would get mad at Santa for falling off a roof. Like, what the fuck? Get up. And then Rosie dissolves.
And she's like, oh.
I don't think that she'd kill Santa Claus or push him off a roof. She might accidentally kill him by blasting the roof and trying to help him get down, blast the roof, and Rosie, he's a human and can't fall that far.
Or are we gonna go in the Marvel Universe logic of this is like, you know, the all
power? No, this is a Tim Allen Santa Claus.
So wait, are they all murdering Tim Allen?
Yes.
Yes.
Josh is all for pro murdering Tim Allen here. I think Nebula might be an A tier.
I think she would do really well.
I think she'd do better than Nick Fury.
I think she can get her anger like under control. It's gotten a lot better.
So far, 18-year-old Nebula, Nick Fury, and Deadeye.
What a stacked lineup.
Let's go with Renfield next. Renfield would not want to kill Santa Claus.
He wouldn't want to kill Santa, and I think he would get too stressed out at the whole thing.
Renfield would quit.
He probably would.
He doesn't want that life.
He doesn't want to hurt people, but I don't think that the job is too stressful for him.
He would get a Mrs. Claus. That might be a help.
He would. But I think, though, he would be stuck in therapy too much.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give Renfield a FD. Because I don't think he would be able to. He would quit.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one you'll like. The Sewer Boys from Dick the Musical.
I'm going to give D. I don't think they have thumbs. I don't think they understand what Christmas is either.
But imagine them in the sleigh giving out toys.
I feel like they would just jump out of the sleigh and like see children and try to eat.
Okay. Hugh Grant Oompa. We have the Oompa Loompa Hugh Grant. He is elf-sized.
He is elf-sized. I don't think he would care enough to do it. Well, no, he did come back and save Wonka, so he does have a good heart.
Well, that was for chocolate. There is candy at the North Pole.
And chocolate chip cookies.
And a lot of chocolate in general. He might like that part of the gig and take it just for that. He could kill Santa.
I think he would forget to get the presents.
Also, if you've not seen Tim Allen's The Santa Claus, you're probably very confused about the murdering part of this.
It's very natural in that universe. And there's no, like, in that universe, there's never been anything that has said that, like, to be a new Santa, like, you have to get murdered. So, like, as far as we know, to get a new Santa, you just have to die.
So, we're going to go with Hugh Grant as what? I might go with B.
I'd say B.
I think he would not be the perfect Santa Claus.
No.
I think he would not be the worst Santa Claus. Maybe a C.
He can get in the chimneys a lot easier.
He can't. He doesn't need magic for chimneys. So far, Ken's our only C. C for Ken. We'll get some more season. Let's get our first S tier. I think I can get our first S tier right now, and that's Insegenus from Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. So Janus would be... He would...
He wouldn't kill. He'd try to help Santa, and then Santa would fall. He'd take on the suit, and it'd be great.
He'd kill it.
I'm giving him the S tier.
Yeah.
You've read the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Santa book.
Sure.
Would you like the Hunger Games book? Pretty mm-hmm. cool. Good book?
Yeah.
Cool. William Afton from Five Nights at Freddy's. For Five Nights at Freddy's.
The killing part he'd get down real easily.
Would he purposefully murder Santa?
Would purposefully. I think, though, his intentions would be god-awful, though. I do not think he would be doing
would
Christmas
be, like,
for the right reason.
Would he be like the evil Santa in Santa Claus 2? He does. That's animatronic.
He could be. Maybe he is. This is how it all ties together.
He does like toys in a way. He likes animatronics. He does kill kids.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, takes him down a notch.
The one that you need for Santa Claus is to like kids, I think.
I think that's kind of the big quote of it's like you have to at least be able to tolerate children.
And not kidnap them?
Not kidnap and kill them.
Might be a D then just for that.
I would probably say it's a D. He's got thumbs, which Cocaine Bear doesn't have, but the murdering part still isn't
not
great.
Esther. Why are we questioning if he could do well in the first place? It's William Afton. Okay, so in our D tier, we'll do some rearranging soon later. We'll just put it all in the right tier first. Father Kent from Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
I think a solid B or A.
I think solid B.
I think in this case, Santa fell.
Yeah. I don't think Owen Wilson could be a murderer.
Actor or the character?
Yes.
Okay. I think that he would be okay at this role. He's good at lying.
Yep.
And I think he could lie to kids if he needed to.
Yep.
Does he like kids? He was nice to the Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go with B.
Yeah.
Prince Eric from Little Mermaid, that version. He likes to sing, and there's a lot of singing around the holidays.
He likes to sing. He would probably use a ship rather than a sleigh, so it would probably take a bit longer.
Well, do they have Christmas magic that can make it fly still?
That's true.
Could we have a flying boat instead of a sleigh? Would he get rid of the reindeer?
He likes animals.
Okay. I feel like the elves would scare him. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
I think, though, he's probably used to weird,
stuff.
He's probably used to weird shit by now.
He could get a Mrs. Claus pretty easily. He has a girl in mind, I think.
He does. You know what? I'm going to give him an A.
You want to give Prince Eric an A? You think he'd be a good Santa?
I think he would be.
Okay. So let's go with Freddy from Shazam. Now, keep in mind, in this movie, he doesn't have powers most of it.
So are we talking about depowered Freddy? Or Freddy when he has powers also?
I don't know. I think it was Freddy the person. But we're not going to give him... Let's go Shazamless.
I think he would do his best to do it well. Again, the murdering part, though.
I think Freddy's kind. He doesn't like bullies.
Yeah.
I think he'd give all his bullies coal and be very biased.
Yeah.
I like Freddy. I think he'd probably be an A or B. But he also is known to be aggressive with his siblings, and especially with our main boy.
Yeah, but he loves his siblings.
What do you want to rank Freddy? Freddy Freeman. Okay, if he had power, would it change anything?
It could probably help. I'd say A.
Okay.
And if he also has his powers, kids like who he is as a superhero, he could be like, hey, yo, I'm giving you presents here and all that.
Okay, and then regular Shazam. Is it on here? Yeah, regular our boy Shazam.
I think I would probably say more so than Freddy because he's also, had kind of a shit deal.
Likes kids a lot.
Yeah.
He would help. First movie, he actually gave a toy to a child. He was already playing a little Santa Claus in the first movie. Yeah. Tiger.
First movie, best Christmas movie.
It also is a Christmas. That's true. We didn't even take that into account. His
suit is already red.
He'd add a lightning bolt to Santa's suit, make it match.
Should we play him as S?
S for Shazam?
Because he also doesn't need a sleigh because he can also fly.
But he would use it.
He would use it.
He'd be nice.
He would love it.
He'd love it. Although, he did die.
He came back to life.
From Wonder Woman BS magic stuff.
Look, I'm used to shit like that.
Okay. Sure. S. We got Oliver Quick from Saltburn. Bottom tier. What do you mean? Is this a discussion?
Wait.
The main character?
I was thinking Jacob's character. I don't know why I was thinking that. Yeah, no. Murder. He would get the murder down real well. Also, spoilers. Kind of.
That's a spoiler.
You don't know who.
Oliver Quick is a D tier. Last tier possible.
Yeah.
Worse than Cocaine Bear.
He's got thumbs, though.
Because Cocaine Bear is just hungry and crazy. Oliver is sinister.
But he's got thumbs,
though. I guess also spoilers. But Saltburn's been out for a bit.
That's a wild
movie. If you've not seen it, you probably don't want to see it at this point.
By the time that it's out, it's on Amazon. It's wild, to say the least.
Troy Rubinsky from Theater Camp. He's the one who is the son of the one who founded the camp. He's the one who's on his phone vlogging and stuff and brings the influencers.
Ken tier.
Regardless,
he will have better intentions, but he will be probably just as effective as Ken would be.
He would get distracted.
He would get this. He's got.
What up, y'all? Christmas Eve. I'm here on the sleigh.
Just TikToking the whole time and just forgetting to deliver presents.
Let's go with Ember from Elemental. She'd burn the presents. She'd be good at the coal.
She would love to deliver fire presents to fire children.
Yeah, but this isn't her world.
That's true.
I feel like it kind of has to be merged with her world because she can't exist outside of that, I guess. So Tim Allen exists in her world, on her roof. He fell off. And then we have Ember. So we have Ember the Fire Girl. I think she'd do okay.
As a person, she would do okay, but the problem is she is made of fire.
You being racist right now?
I'm not. I'm saying practically. Most things aren't fireproof.
Well, he does go down chimneys and in fireplaces.
That's true. So she does have a leg up.
I guess on that part. I think a solid... I think she actually will be with Ken as well in C tier. I don't think she would be as dumb as Ken.
No.
But equally as effective.
Yeah. If she's with Wade, though, then it would be better. But also, Wade would make the presents...
Wade now. Wade, who's next?
You see, but Wade would make the presents soaked.
What if he delivers things in, like... He could just make new kind of wrapping. The elves make the toys, and they deliver it to him in, like... coolers. So he just grabs those and then just carries those away.
True. But then you have the issue of fireplaces. They might have fires going on. He could die very quickly.
He would put out the fire and then the last drop would reform again with love and sadness. Every time he goes into the chimney, he starts crying himself back to life.
He's just yelling to the children, hey, make me cry so Santa could come back.
Could he push Santa off a roof?
No.
He'd make Santa actually slip and fall because he's wet.
Yes, but then he would also cry and, he'd be about as emotionally effective as Barbie would be.
You're putting him in B tier?
There's a lot of things against him.
But he's kind.
He's very kind. I'm not saying that he's not. But again, we're also talking about effectiveness, though.
Could he be Santa?
He could be, but I would say he'd probably be a B.
Okay, with Barbie, Augie, Bowser, Hugh Grant, Luba, and Father Kent, we're adding Wade. This is my favorite tier list I've ever made. Speaking of Scream 7, last episode, let's go with Sam Carpenter, the one who could definitely kill Santa but wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think she loves kids.
Yeah.
I would give Sam an S tier.
Yeah.
I think she would... She doesn't want to... She's too... She has to deliver that's a lot of houses to go to. I feel like that might be a lot of triggering stuff because there are people who hate her. I don't know.
True. Hmm.
She liked the, I think she liked the isolation of being in the North Pole for most of the year.
I feel like, though, she would be able to power through it, though, because of, like, the kids.
And also, she'd be, again, alone, just chilling with people and with no problems of Ghostface. Ghostface can't get to the North Pole.
That's true. And even if he could, she now has Santa powers.
I'm putting Sam in S tier.
Yeah.
Now, how about her sister, Tara?
Probably the same.
That's Jenna Ortega. You think Jenna Ortega's in S tier?
Probably.
She's not old enough.
There, we've had children.
We had bears.
We have a bear on this list.
Okay, but I don't know if she is as good as Sam would be. Sam's also protective.
True.
Tara can be a bit, like, selfish is the wrong word, but a bit more independent in ways and, like, wants to be on her own and do her own thing and stuff. I don't know that it would be quite as good as an S-tier Santa. She can be with Nebula, Nick Fury, Deadeye, Prince Eric, and Freddy Shazam.
Yeah, she's probably gay.
The dad and dicks. We got our boy Timon himself, Nathan Lane.
He'd be in Ken tier because he'd be too concerned about his sewer boys. Or he would bring his sewer boys with him, and that would just make things worse.
Sing. You can sing in the North Pole.
Yes, but also he can get distracted very easily.
If the sewer boys are his pets. Well, the sewer boys escaped on their own. At the end of the movie, they're on their own.
Yeah,
and he let them go.
But he would also want to go back to them and, like, to deliver them presents and stuff. And, like, who knows? He could get eaten by them.
I'm now picturing him being stopping the sleigh at a sewer grate and just hopping in.
You're saying he wouldn't?
I'm saying he would. I don't think he'd be a good Santa. I don't know if he'd be a great Santa. I don't know where he'd be.
I'm putting him in Ken tier. I think that...
Could he handle the watching Santa Claus die in front of him?
Probably not. He'd start singing a song about it and then would profess his love to Santa, and Santa would be very confused as he's lying there dying.
Okay, where do you want to put him?
I think Ken tier.
Is C tier now just Ken tier?
For now.
Let's go with Wonka himself, S.
Yeah.
There's not a question in that one, I don't think. This version of Wonka
specifically.
This version likes kids enough.
If it's Johnny,
for now.
Yes. If it's Johnny Depp's Ken tier, if it's Wilder's
F bottom.
You think bottom?
He murders children.
That's yeah. We never
pleasantly.
probably. There's no probably about it. I think it's a definite.
I think okay. So now we're gonna do the TMNT as a whole, the four of them as a group, as a unit, because they are one unit.
That'd be so chaotic.
I think together, A.
Yeah.
Individually, all F.
They can't function alone.
We saw what happened to Leo in the 2007 movie. He was a sad boy in the woods. A. TMNT or A. Now, Splinter, from that version of Splinter, I don't know what he was. I don't think Splinter can function at all in that movie.
No, not really.
He likes his TV dinners.
He's been underground too long. That's his biggest drawback.
He would be isolated in the North Pole again without humans.
But he would also have elves.
He'd make the weird mutant girl who'd be Mrs. Claus.
That's true.
Or a guy. I don't know what that was. I don't know where we rank Splinter. This one who is the... probably our laziest Splinter.
I think I would put him in C tier. I think, like...
Get with Ken, you rat.
Jeez.
He's a rat. I'm not being mean.
I know. It's just very aggressive.
Okay, we have Mario. This version of Mario. Chris Pratt Mario.
Probably A.
I don't want Chris Pratt to be that high. I had nothing against Chris Pratt, but I'm making a joke. But I wish he did more voices, actual voices. Mario, I think this version. You say A, I don't know. What did he actually accomplish? He needed help the whole way. What did he do on his own? Then he waited Tim Allen doing his own. Okay, A it is.
Tim Allen literally got arrested.
Let's go with Felix from Saltburn. He's nice, but that's it. Actually, is he nice, really? He's nicer surface level than Oliver was.
Yeah,
I don't think that family was a good people anyway. That's kind of part of it. It's like Eat the Rich movie.
Yeah, I think I probably would say B.
Ken?
No.
Not Ken?
No, because he can function as a person.
Felix can at least function?
Yes.
He'll get too drunk.
He can function, and he seems like a decent person.
Okay, Felix is in B. Why not? Rebecca Diane from Theater Camp, the main girl who made the songs and everything.
That's a great... Oh, man, that's a tough one.
She likes kids.
She loves kids.
She likes music and cheer.
Yeah.
She's very harsh, and she could really buy a kid as a prostitute. So, sorry, a sex worker. that's a good movie quote. I don't know. C? B?
I'd probably say B. I think that she would get too focused on creating new Christmas songs.
We got Holga, Michelle Rodriguez from D&D. She likes a kid.
She does like a kid. She would fit into the fantasy weirdness of the world.
She
very
might
well.
Mistake Santa at first for like a warlock or something, and then kill him, and then realize I now have to be Santa Claus, thinking it's a curse.
Probably.
Because Santa Claus is a curse in those movies.
Yeah. She would probably spend her time trying to figure out how to get rid of the curse than actually fulfilling her duties. Because that's, you know, that's D&D logic.
Yeah. But would that also qualify to all other D&D characters? That same thing?
Probably. Depending on the character.
Okay, then let's rule that. If that's going to be the same, let's rule it out. Then how would you do as a Santa Claus?
I think as a Santa, once she realizes, oh, I can't get rid of this and I have to accept it, I think she'd probably do well.
I'm going to go with C.
You're going with C?
I think she's kind, but that's about it. She's kind of kind. She does like small people. She loves a halfling. There are elves. She'd marry an elf. Although they look at kids, that's a little weird too.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess B, get with Barbie. I think there's enough positives there. Princess Peach. She was effective.
Yeah, she gets shit done.
She would get shit. I'm going to go with A.
Yeah.
No questions about it. Peach is a strong character in that movie. The only strong character in that movie. Cassie from Ant-Man. She wanted to help people.
Yeah.
She would invent new things for the sleigh and other inventions and stuff. I think she'd be on the technical side on that kind of team with, like, Spencer Breslin and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if she'd want to be Santa. I think she would just hate the idea of being it too much. But then again, it also rewrote Talon's brain.
Yeah.
She also could shrink and grow.
Which can help with chimneys. I'll give it an A.
Cassie is an A tier. Rocket Raccoon.
I think he would rather kill a child.
He would shoot Santa.
he sees someone on the roof and just like, ooh, new target.
He would promote the reindeer and then free them.
He'd free them.
And that's it.
Yeah. He would not give two shits about Christmas.
He'd steal from them.
Yep. D.
D. I love Rocket. That's not the question here. Jaime Reyes from The Wonderful World of Blue Beetle. He's got an effective... His clothes burn off.
Yeah.
Which is a weird choice for that movie.
So he could wear the coat outside the... No, because he would need to fly and stuff.
I think Jaime has a few drawbacks that remove him from us overall, but he's really good.
He loves family.
He does. But does he love kids? Mm-mm. His whole family are murderers. So they would have their problem playing Santa.
That's true.
Let's go with Ant-Man himself, the one who defeated Kang.
I think he'd love it. I think he would rather be Santa than he would be Ant-Man.
He'd visit his family every day too. He'd just keep visiting them.
Yeah.
S tier.
He wouldn't do the bullshit of just like, oh, I can't tell my family who I am. He'd be immediately like, I'm Santa, guys.
Percy from No Hard Feelings, the main guy.
He'd get too stressed.
He'd want to fuck someone. No, he actually is the most asexual person in that movie. He's the least horny person the whole movie is. I'm gonna go with C.
He'd get too stressed and anxious.
He's above Cocaine Bear and Bowser.
Yeah. Wait, Bowser's in B.
Is he? Oh, wow. Okay. PJ from Bottoms. PJ is a... is
Rachel Sand's character.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. I have to know that. Josie is Io Edibari, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, PJ... I'm going to give PJ a solid C tier with Ken. She's a little selfish.
I don't think she would like kids.
I don't think she'd like anything.
No.
Josie from Bottoms would be better than PJ.
I think she would be better, but I think she would get stressed about it.
I think she's still on C tier with PJ.
Probably.
It's higher than C. Also, very fun movie. Please watch Bottoms. Star-Lord. He'd love it.
Oh, he'd thrive on it.
He would love to be Santa Claus. Also, because he had parent issues.
Yep.
So, and he didn't have a childhood.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm giving Star-Lord an S tier.
He would, like, upgrade, like, all of his, like, Santa's stuff, make it cool, like, give them new music that isn't Christmas music. He'd love it.
Magnifico from Wish. I think that's bottom tier, right?
D.
Yeah.
Nah, he would keep the toys for himself and then be like, I will give it to one child.
Would he murder someone? Yes.
Yes.
Would he murder Tim Allen specifically?
Yes.
What would prompt him to murder Tim Allen? Oh, sorry, Scott Calvin. We've been saying Tim Allen the whole time.
He would just be like, oh no, he's going to be a threat to my kingdom. I need to get rid of him.
He does, there are Christmas wishes.
That's true.
He might thrive on that. He wouldn't grant them.
No.
Asha from Wish.
Probably A.
A. All the chocolate cartel dudes as a unit. Three guys.
D. They keep the toys for themselves.
They do like chocolate. Alfie, the kid from The Creator. Magic powers already.
But I think she's too young, though.
To understand anything about Christmas.
Well, I mean, she can understand it, like, competing power AI and stuff, but, like, you know, she's still a child, though.
Cassie was a child?
Cassie's a teenager.
Whatever. I'm gonna, sure.
Probably B. I think the AI stuff gives her more of an advantage.
You think she's kind?
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, let's go from with the kid, Ben from Haunted Mansion. He was willing to kill himself at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I don't think he would do too great at it.
That's also a really dark thing in the movie. If you've not seen Haunted Mansion, that was a sad way to...
It's very just out there.
I'm going with D tier. It's not for him.
No.
Carol Danvers. A, not S.
You don't think S?
She's too much of a loner. Although, she does love Earth a lot and love kids a lot and...
Yeah.
She can fly like that anywhere.
Yeah, and I think that... Yeah, she can get places
would
very
she
quickly.
Murder Tim Allen or would he fall in this scenario?
I think he would fall, but she would try to save him.
Well, then I think there's a problem. Either way, I think if he starts falling and she's there, she does save him, effectively. And also, she won't kill him. I think she becomes Void. She can't become Santa. She's too effective as a superhero.
She's too effective.
Like, she couldn't... He would not die in front of her.
Yeah.
I think I might have to go with D just because she becomes null and void. That's impossible for him. He would become safe.
Carol Danvers is too good.
I'm moving her to D just because of that unfortunate scenario.
If she couldn't save him, she'd be an S.
That's fair. Mike Schmidt from FNAF.
Hmm.
I don't think he's very good at being a parent, even.
No.
I think he likes kids enough.
I think he's in the Ken category. He would try his best, but he would not do a good job.
Get over with C. Get in the C tier. Lucy Greybeard.
She loves kids.
She sings. She likes fun colors. She likes spreading cheer.
Probably S.
She's a nomad person who doesn't want to get tied down.
This is a different situation, though.
Right. The curse infects her brain. You're right. S tier. I forgot. Is it that detail?
You're not wrong. It does affect their brains.
It changes their entire personality. Coriolanus Snow.
D.
You don't think he would do what? His name is Snow.
That doesn't matter.
He likes winter time.
He'd be like, how can I use this to my advantage?
D tier no matter what?
Yeah.
Even if it's Thought Boy Snow? Like, even like the young one from the movie who is like sexier than the old guy?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go with Noodle from Wonka. S. I know she's a kid, but she's more of an adult than Alfie was.
Yeah.
And she'd actually be a good person at this.
Yeah. I'd say S.
The animatronics in FNAF as a unit.
D. Not only are, you know, they're children, but they're also, they can't do much.
Audrey from Joyride, let's go with that. So that's the main girl who was the corporate girl.
Probably A?
She's so no-nonsense and so stress-filled.
She would take the job seriously, but it could be to her own detriment, though.
I don't know if she wants to do it. I'll give her a C.
You say C?
I say C. You argue with this or no?
I think I could see that.
We got Lola from Joyride. That's her best friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's Lola and Kat. Kat's definitely true. So, yes. Audrey's best friend, Lola. The one who's chaotic and likes drawing weird penis stuff and fucks everyone.
That would probably be her biggest drawback.
I don't think she's appropriate for the elves.
Probably not. Or for the children.
But also, she's really cool.
She's cool.
She's like the best character in that movie.
Yeah.
No, Deadeye's the best character in the movie. I'm going to go with Lola. B?
You think B?
She's not a... Look at the... Okay, in B, we also have Bowser. So, like... is she...
Yeah, I guess.
You can go lower. Would she be more with Father Kent and Bowser and Wade? Or more with Percy, Mike Schmidt, and Troy Robinski? Okay. I'm leaving her at B then. Amos from Theater Camp. That's Ben Platt. He's not S. He is a little more selfish than some people in that movie.
I'd probably say C.
That's fair. Get with Ken. He has Theater Camp Ken energy. Okay. Gabby from Haunted Mansion. That's Rosario Dawson, the mom.
Probably A.
Yeah. No argument there. Just fine. Ariel from Little Mermaid. Well, she has fins.
Yeah, but then you have the ending where, you know, the fins don't matter anymore.
She has a kingdom.
She has a kingdom.
Well, Prince Eric we put in A? Yeah, Eric was an A. Would she be more effective than her husband?
Probably? Maybe?
We are two men in our 20s, adult men, discussing Ariel and Eric as Santa Claus. For the record, I am 24 years old.
She probably saw Tim Allen fall off the roof, you know, from the ocean, and, you know, she couldn't really do much about that.
There's no water, it's ice.
Or she probably... Oh.
The North Pole is ice. I'm saying that she would not like the ice. There's no fishies.
Yeah, but then she would take the slave, fly, you know, anywhere she wants.
She can't escape all the time.
Look, man, what do you want from me?
Okay, you think Ariel is high then?
I'd say A.
Fine.
She would love working with the kids.
Cat from Joyette. That's Stephanie Hsu's actress character. You know, the full-on exposing herself moment with the tattoo and everything. That's quite a movie. I think that she would do better than Lola.
Yeah.
She would not... She likes acting too much.
Yeah, she would she would invite, like, you know, like a reality show or something like that.
Like Troy Rubinsky. He'd be vlogging the whole time. What up, North Pole? Same vibe.
Yeah, but she would probably understand how to do the job better than he would.
Are you saying B or C then?
Higher than Lola.
Whatever that is. Well, Lola's in B, as is, I think, Audrey. No, Audrey's in A. Where is Audrey? Is she not? Audrey's... Hold on. Did we put Audrey... Audrey's lower than Lola?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay, you're right. I'm moving Lola down to C. I guess Kat's going in B?
Yeah.
Kat's a B tier. Edgin, from Chris Pine's character in D&D.
He would love working with...
I think he might be even S.
You think S?
I think he'd be a fun Santa. I don't... Maybe just Chris Pine. Maybe... But I do believe that Edgin loves kids, loves helping people. We saw the movie. He actually does help everyone. He got tired of his guild because they didn't help everyone enough.
He's good at breaking into places.
He can be a good chimney man. He'd have everything he needs given to him at this point. He doesn't need to steal anymore.
Yeah, I'll go with this.
And he would kill Tim Allen. Sorry, Scott Calvin. Now, Dora from D&D, she can shapeshift. She has wild shape. She is kind of cool. She wouldn't do the job.
You don't think she would?
I don't think she'd put on the suit. I don't think she'd do it at all. I think Chris Pine would put it on with no question.
She would do it too. Yeah, that's true. She would do the job, but she wouldn't do what would make her into Santa.
A.
Yeah.
Simon. From D&D.
He would try his best.
B.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan.
S.
Not a question.
Not a question.
Yeah. Maria Rambo. Lower than S.
I'd probably say A.
We're doing well. We're doing well at this part. No, get out of the S tier. Vanessa from FNAF, the cop girl who purposely endangered children's lives.
I'll give C.
Craig and Trevor from Dix, the sibling incest brothers. Spoilers, I guess, for Dix. What a turn.
Either C or D. I would say C. Their characters fit in line perfectly.
You trying to give them the Ken?
Yeah.
But also, would they give anyone gift? Could they give gifts that are appropriate for kids? Could they make a toy?
But they're good. They're really good at business, though.
Who would put on the suit? Would they try and wear it together?
They probably would. D.
The mom and Dix. What are we going to say about her?
D.
So everyone, the one who has a slightly higher chance is the father out of all of them.
Yeah.
We are almost out of these people. Maddie from No Hard Feelings, Jennifer Lawrence's character. She does not love kids, I would say.
Not the biggest fan of them.
She's also not the best person in the world.
But she would try.
She's kind.
I would say B.
Sure. I'll give the B. Joshua from The Creator. JDW, John David Washington.
See, it's not until the end when he really likes kids.
He likes kid.
That's true.
Singular.
He was going to have a kid of his own.
It's the same kid. Spoiler. We keep spoiling it a little bit. I don't know, man. Maybe A. I don't know. I don't think he would put on the suit. I don't think he'd be Santa Claus in the first place.
He would do it begrudgingly. He would be like, fine, I'll do it. It's part. I'll do good. Meh.
That's our list. Do we want to rearrange anything in the tiers they're currently in?
I don't think we need it really. There's too much to rearrange.
Okay, I'll just say then what we have in D tier first. We got Rocket Raccoon, Kang. I'm sorry, I wrote Kang Boy. Coriolanus Snow, the animatronics from FNAF, the Chocolate Cartel Dudes, Cocaine Bear, Renfield, William Afton, Sewer Boys, Magnifico, Oliver Quick from Saltburn, Carol Danvers, Ben from Haunted Mansion, Craig and Trevor from Dix, and the mom and Dix.
Carol is the only, like, outlier of the group. She's too, for the wrong reason. Yeah, she's too good.
She would not let Tim Allen die. She could have no chance. So from C tier, we got Josie from Bottoms. We got Ken. Percy from No Hard Feelings, Vanessa from FNAF, Mike Schmidt from FNAF, Amos from Theater Camp, Trey Rubinsky from Theater Camp, Ember from Elemental, Dad and Dix, Splinter from TMNT, PJ from Bottoms, Audrey from Joyride, and Lilith from Joyride. That's our C tier. Josh has dubbed the Ken tier. B for Barbie. Augie, Barbie, Simon, Bowser, Hugh Grant, Alumba, Father Kent from Haunted Mansion, Maddie from No Hard Feelings, Wade from Elemental, Felix from Saltburn, Rebecca Diane from Theater Camp, Kat from Joyride, Holga, Alfie, and Doric are our B tier. Anyone feel in the wrong tier so far?
No, seems fine.
A is Nebula, Asha, Jaime Reyes, Nick Fury, Deadeye, Prince Eric, Freddy Shazam, Tara Carpenter, TMNT, all four of them as a unit, Mario, Peach, Cassie from Ant-Man, Maria Rambeau, Gabby from Haunted Mansion, Joshua from The Creator, Ariel from Little Mermaid. Something there feels wrong. I don't know who it was. And then S tier, Sejanus, Kamala Khan, Shazam, Sam Carpenter, Wonka himself. I'm making chocolate, of course. Ant-Man, Star-Lord, Noodle from Wonka, Edgin or Edgin, and then Lucy Gray. This was a weird episode. Who would do the Santa Claus from the Santa Claus role best? And honestly, I think out of this list, I think Wonka's the number one probably. Or Sejanus.
I say it's between like Wonka and Shazam.
Okay. And our bottom tier, I probably the Cocaine Bear.
Probably, because Cocaine Bear does not have thumbs.
And I would argue Carol Danvers, from what I said earlier. She literally couldn't do it. She's too good at her job.
She would save him.
That is our episode today. There's a Discord in the description you all can join to help the show and join our community on there. There's also a Patreon you can join from there. Help support the show financially if you're willing to.
You pay us so we can learn how to talk.
I need lessons. And then also, you can email the show at podgeekspeak@gmail.com. Tweet at us with hashtag GeekSpeakPod or at GeekSpeakPod on Twitter. Josh, where can people find you online?
I'm at the places. I'm at...
Really?
Yeah. Twitter, I will refuse to say X. Jane_Rudy28. Instagram, Jane_Rudy16. Letterboxd, Nerd4Film28. And YouTube, at Josh Rudolph.
You can find me on TikTok. Yeah, you can find me on TikTok.com. And Instagram, at ThatNerdInTheater. Or on Twitter, at TheTheaterNerd. And that's our show. It's been a really fun one, I think, actually.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yep.
Would they kill Tim Allen?
I love our just like pattern of logic.
And of course it changes per character and it's fun.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everyone. I know this is mostly Christmas themed, but also I don't celebrate any other holidays around this time of year. If you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any other Yuletide holidays, let us know. Email us or join Discord and message us.
Yeah.
Also the fun, we have some fun perks on Patreon, like getting episodes 2 days early. And we'll be getting more consistency. We'll be getting episodes out pretty much weekly going forward, and so you can get them a little earlier than everyone else would. That's pretty cool. You also can do things on there like a special rank in our Discord, and very soon we'll have even more perks, and you'll be able to vote on episode topics like this one.
Yep.
You'll be able to vote on who might be in a tier list. You'll be able to vote in all sorts of different things like that. So check that out down below, and have a wonderful, wonderful time. And yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Get drunk on eggnog.
Sure.
Will you do that?
No.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.